views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona. Yes, Brother Mike back on the radio. Thank you for tuning in to Hardcore Christianity and HardcoreChristianity.com. Today's Bible study, Thou Shalt Not Lie. Oh, this is going to be a nasty radio program. Pick your cell phone up right now, would you please, and call somebody and tell them the radio program's on. Tell them FamilyValuesRadio.net is carrying the program live throughout the world on the internet. You can go to the website and catch it right now. Thou shalt not lie. Boy, this is going to be a good one. I'll make a couple of announcements while you make that call. This is Brother Mike, the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. I teach from the Greek New Testament every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, Greek New Testament Bible study. Please bring a pad and a pen for these in-depth reviews of God's Word. We go deep Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. It's easy to find. We're just west of the 51 freeway there, just off of Indian School. Slam dunk. Don't forget about the Spiritual Warfare Seminar on November 29th at the House of Healing. Starts at 11 o'clock. That's the last Saturday of November. You can pick up this radio program anytime you want to on the website. Just go to HardcoreChristianity.com and pick up our schedule and click to listen button. And you can listen to this program again as many times as you want to. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor in Phoenix for 23 years. I worked in the field of rehabilitation for 25. If you need counseling and you're struggling financially right now, no kidding, can you believe that? We're heading into a monstrous recession. You can get free counseling services, 602-636-5800, 636-5800. That's an easy number to remember. And my office is easy to find. It says Hardcore Christianity on the door on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. I will see you there. Please call now. Please call today because it takes, you know, I'm backed up a week or two before I can get you in, okay? Amen. Thou shalt not lie. We just went through a two-year political cycle. I'm telling you, it was so sickening, I was almost projectile vomiting. I went into the voting booth this time, and I looked down at the options, and I had Beelzebub to vote for. Then I had Beelzeboo. Yeah, and then the fourth one was Lucifer, and then the next one was Satan. So I had one of those four to choose from. You can imagine, that's a great, great opportunity to vote there, wasn't it? Have you ever seen so many gutless, cowardly, blatant liars in your life as we've seen the last 2 years? I mean, it's just been staggering. Literally every night on the news, somebody was telling a massive, gasping lie. Constantly, Fox News Channel, MSNBC, CBS, ABC. It's unbelievable how many people lie right now. Did you know that lying is not even considered a sin anymore? Everybody lies so much, nobody even thinks anything about it anymore. I mean, quite literally, I'm not even kidding. Jesus told the Jews, the Pharisees, the religious leaders, the ones that were running Judaism at the time he was on the earth, you know what he said to them in John chapter 8? He said, "You are of the father of the devil." Can you imagine telling somebody that their father is the devil? That's unreal. I'll tell you what, Jesus had guts, didn't he? Man, guts to the 10th power. "You are of your father, the devil." Now remember, these people were murderers. These religious people will kill you at the drop of a hat. That's what religious people do, by the way. They kill. They murder people. That's absolutely a fact. These Jews were murderers. Even today, Muslims, Hindus. Right now, in India, there are Christian missionaries being murdered in cold blood by Hindus who hate the gospel message. Murder is a common thing for religious people. Believe it or not, there's nothing to it. Roman Catholics used to murder people all the time. They spent decades, even centuries. The Inquisition, the Crusades. Roman Catholicism has a history of blood-curdling murder. Religious people who are sons and daughters of Satan, will routinely murder people. They don't think anything of it. And Jesus told these Jews, he said, you are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He abides not in the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks on his own, for he is a liar and he is the father of lies. Can you imagine that? Before Satan lied, nobody in heaven or in history of the universe ever heard a lie before. I mean, they couldn't believe it. Before he lied, nobody ever knew what a lie was. He invented it. He invented lie. Now people lie all the time. I mean, people lie constantly. Lying is rampant in the Christian church. Everybody lies. It's unreal. Pastors, preachers, evangelists, ministers, it doesn't matter. Everybody is lying. It's utterly amazing. That's all politicians do is lie. Every time they open their mouth, they're lying. It's utterly amazing. The liars on Wall Street, for example, are mind-bogglingly staggering. The federal government just allocated, I don't know how many billions of dollars, $700, $800, $900 billion to bail out liars on Wall Street. The liars are bailing out the liars. Psalms 101, verse 7 says, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell in my house, saith the Lord. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Can you believe that? Pseudos is the Greek word for lie. It means to tell a falsehood. That's what it means. Pseudos means falsehood. Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness shall not be unpunished. He that speaks lies shall perish. The Bible says, whatsoever measure you mete out, it will be measured back to you again. If you lie, the demons are going to bless you with people who lie to you. If you are a liar, the demons are going to send you liars, and your life's going to be miserable. Lying is awful, isn't it? It gets the whole world in trouble. Psalms 29, verse 12. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. My gosh, does that sum up the Bush and the Clinton administrations? If the ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. Wow, you didn't know the Bible was a 21st century book, did you? Fits right in with American politics. Fits right in with religion and Christian churches in Maricopa County, for example. Unbelievable. Chapter 6, Proverbs. These 16 things the Lord hates. Yes, 7 are an abomination to him. A proud look. A lying tongue. Is number 2 on the list. See, pride in your soul allows you to lie because you feel like you're going to get away with it. Yeah. And if you keep lying, you're going to pick up a spirit of lying or a demon. A lying demon is going to get in your head, and you're going to go from someone who lies to being a pathological liar. Have you ever met a pathological liar? These people will tell you a lie when they don't even need to. I mean, they'll lie to their own detriment when if they'd been better off just telling you the truth. What happened there? They picked up a spirit of lying, a demon of lying is in their brain, pushing them to constantly tell lies, even when one is not necessary to get by. I mean, people will stand right there and look you right in the eye and tell you the biggest whopper you ever heard in your life, and they don't even think anything of it. Jehovah said, I hate a lying tongue. The last one on the list was what? A false witness that speaks lies. And he that soweth discord among his brethren. Lying doesn't do anything but sow discord to people. And there's no way to get healed and no way to get delivered from demons. No way to get rid of your mental or emotional illness if you will not repent of lying. It's impossible. It is. It's impossible. Proverbs chapter 14, a faithful witness will not lie. but a false witness will utter lies. Now, for years, I lived in sin, and I worked in the secular community. I had my own counseling practice as a secular counselor, and I used to work and did heavy amounts of litigation work. I was an expert witness in court. And when I first got involved in the process of Superior Court, and I also testified at the Industrial Commission at hearings, I was absolutely flabbergasted at how many people lied. People lie under the oath routinely. You know, when people get on the stand and they put their hand on the Bible, that means absolutely nothing. Everybody is lying in court. I did it myself. I would stretch the truth. I would pad stuff to make it look good. I would word it in a certain way that I couldn't get caught. That's what a professional expert witness does. That's what I did for years. It's all lies. In order for you to get healed, you have got to stop lying. You have to repent of it. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. In the Greek text, that actually says deceiving spirits and teachings of demons. And verse 2 says, they will be speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You know what's going to happen if you continue to lie? Your conscience is going to get seared. That Greek word there means to be branded. And you are not going to be able to stop telling lies. You're going to be in so much trouble, it's unbelievable. You know why? Because once you let a demon of lying into your brain, you suddenly become like a pathological liar. You can't stop lying. You're lying all the time. Pretty soon it just becomes part of your life. It's an everyday thing. You're lying, you're stretching something, you're making something up, you're pushing it, you're embellishing it, you're fabricating it, and your whole life turns into a pack of lies. Then you start picking up more evil spirits and you start getting sicker. Suddenly you start to develop other symptoms like schizophrenia, bipolar, obsessive compulsive disorder. You start to have clinical depression and hopelessness and morbid thoughts of killing yourself and suicide ideation and other sick, perverted impulses given to you by other demons that are being sucked into your brain because you won't stop lying. Why does the Lord hate lying so much? Because it hurts you. He loves you dearly. He wants to help you. And he sees you lying and picking up demons. He knows you're hurt. He knows you're suffering. He knows you're in pain. You need to come today and fall on your knees and beg God to forgive you for lying. You need to repent completely from lying, and then you need to come and get healed. Will you do that? If you need help repenting and getting healed, 636-5800. I'll see you at the House of Healing Sunday night and the seminar at the end of the month. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore. See you next time.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.